we're planning to go or getting ready to go.
And what does the baby do before it walks?
It calls.
And say if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you've had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and cut the flowers, you'd go out and
decorate.
You go out in the yard and what, some flowers?
Oh, picked some flowers.
Okay. And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence and you expect him to fall off and hurt himself, and someone comes running in and says he's fallen off, you say, I just, what that was going to happen?
I just thought.
Okay. And you say she walked up to the altar and she
knelt.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, bed? He just
stayed in bed or laid in bed.
Okay. And talk about something that you see in your sleep. You say, this is what I
dreamt.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have
dreamt.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp.
And say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And you see a friend of yours walking someplace, walking home alone, you say, and you have your car, you say, can I
give you a ride?
Or can I
take you home?
Huh?
Take you home.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you
Drag it or pull it.
And the other way would be
pushing.
And if you had some groceries and didn't have your car, you say you picked it up and
carried them.
Any other way to say that?
Well, I've heard about toting and I don't know what else.
Would you say tote?
No, I would just say carry.
Uh-huh. And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't get close to it or don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone,
go get me a hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will begin and the other children will hide.
Hide and seek.
Uh-huh. What do they call the tree they can touch and be safe?
The tree?
Mm-hmm. Or whatever they touch in.
Oh, the base or the
mm-hmm.
The place where they yell free.
Uh-huh. And in football, you run toward the
goal.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish someone, they might say, don't punish me, just give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke has got a good sense
of humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And say a child leaves their pencil on the desk and come back and doesn't find it there. You say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And child's learned something new, like learned a whistle. You want to know where she learned it. You say, who
taught you?
And a child that's always running and telling on other children.
Tattletale.
Okay. Would you use that word about a grown-up?
Yes, I think I would.
Uh-huh.
Tattletale or gossiper or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
And something that a child plays with is a
toy.
Do you ever call it a play pretty?
No.
And you say, that's the book that you bought me for Christmas that you
gave me.
And you say, you have
given.
Okay. And I will
give.
And you say, you can't